Welcome to another segment of the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Before we get to our co-host and our special guest there, the Breakthrough Podcast is brought to you by the Minority Business Development Agency in Washington, D.C., and of course, Morgan State University, EDAC at Morgan State University. And EDAC is short for the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. And don't forget to visit our website. We're at EDAC, that's E-D-A-C, Morgan.com, and click on Ride, and you'll see a lot of new things that we have there. So, of course, we have the podcast there. We're now in the Returnee magazine. We have an article in there every month where we're spotlighting some of the success stories that we're working with. What else do we have? We also have information about the entrepreneurial training class, the two-day boot camp, and now we'll have information. Oh, let me back up. We also have something called Ride University. So it's a 10-minute clip video on really how to get started and expand your business. So you'll have access to that. And we're gearing up for our annual event, which will be in August the 20th. So click on that, save the date, and you'll have an opportunity to see all the resources we have for you. And with that said, I want to introduce my co-host. He's Allen and Bouts, Leon Robinson IV. Hey, man, welcome back.
Hey, what's going on, Omar? How you doing, man? Glad to be back, man.
All right. Good deal. We're bouncing off. So go on mute, and when you talk, I'll go on mute. All right. So our special guest today, we have Daquan Waters, and he has now. I couldn't tell what was the name of your business. So I'm gonna allow you to say what the name of your business is. But before we do that, we always ask, you know, those individuals who come on, you know, how long have you been home? And then after returning home, what did you do? I mean, what were your plans?
I've been home for almost about 2 years now, March 20th, 2020. Started a business like May 5th, 2021. But like the works of it, I started probably 6-7 months prior, transitioning from home. I'd say it'd been a historical ride for real. It went smooth as the plans that I thought about while I was incarcerated and the way that I visioned the path that I wanted to walk, it was somewhat easy to think about doing it in a confined setting, but actually coming home and trying to do that in the environment that your old desires and the old things that you was accustomed to and attracted to is here. This is the real challenge. So like, this is my first time I ever came home. I got a job. I worked at a chicken plant, something I said I'd never do. Ain't last long. They had COVID in the building, so like I ain't stay there long. Whatever, that didn't stop me. I started doing some work with a little side contractor for Whatcom County buses, school buses. So I was fixing buses, doing the brake changes and things and whatnot, safety inspections. And I was in the auto mechanic while I was incarcerated, so that was a plus. I had a little bit of knowledge or whatever. Went from that and started working with Habitat Humanity, built a house in the neighborhood I grew up in that I guess they would say I was a problem, used to terrorize. I felt like I did something great giving back, you know. Went from there to not working no more and then start figuring out something else to do, like clothes. So my peers around me, they was a rap group. So I'm like, man, we can support the studio time and the paying for beats and like camera videos if we take the clothes, you know, and put this logo on there, you know what I'm saying? We can sell t-shirts, sell the sweatshirts, whatever, create revenue. I'd rather do it as a whole so we all can reach different type of people and places, you know what I'm saying? So it started with like six of us. I tried to bring six of it, then it boiled down to like two. And then I just took the energy and I was just buying like the equipment, like the heat press, the circuit board and things and whatnot, clothes and a laptop to start making clothes, you know, started from scratch for real. And I didn't have it all down pat. So, you know, I went through a lot of ups and downs with it and I kept going and eventually getting a shop, a little studio suite. Me and my sister, she was selling clothes in one of the rooms and I was making the clothes in the other. So from there, I didn't have the LLCs yet. So I'm like, I guess I put in the footwork as in like, I'm selling the clothes, I'm walking around, I'm promoting them and making them, I guess. So I thought I had it all figured out, but like the paperwork and like the understanding, like a business plan and really having someone around me other than my peers, which they don't have the same vision as me. I'm blind in that area, you know? But that ain't stopped me from like keep going. So like I capitalized on that by having the shop. So I started washing cars. Me and my homeboy named it R&R Detailing. We was washing cars. So it was like a salon where females came to got their hair done and whatnot. So I said, well, if they sitting here waiting, I can wash and vet and clean their car while they get their hair done. And if I'm inside, I can make a shirt or sell them my outfit, tank tops, you know, biker shorts or whatnot. So I'm like, I'm just hustling, you know, I made the clothes, keep hustling. And the LLC, the business name, the Kucha Pearl would stand abbreviated for Keep Hustling Urban Connection.
Get that to me again. What is it called?
Keep Hustling Urban Connection.
Okay.
Yeah, just like working, like I want to figure out a way to connect the urban, connect my peers, the ones that I call my friends, like, give us something to actually be friends for and not what we used to think we was friends, you know, and what this environment forced us to become friends for, you know. So, like, right. Let's put something in front of us, you know, went from there and just kept going. Stopped. I lost the shop. Little conflict with, like, who was there and what was going on. It wasn't no drive, no motivation. Like, it was someone else like me that she didn't have nobody behind her. So, like, we was all blind. So, my brother, we had another studio where we did the same thing. So, like, I just went there and just kept doing the same thing, you know, and started a little handyman jobs, you know, doing, like, fixing brakes, hauling trash, I did some driveways and parking lots, like at churches, and did like three church parking lots, and then a business parking lot, spreading gravel. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Gravel? Yeah, spreading gravel. We were spreading gravel. I don't know, I'm just active with my hands, so I thought of, well, a handyman service. Said Lamont Hands On, my middle name Lamont. Said Lamont Hands On Handyman Service. So I put that out there, you know. And instead of saying the car wash, just subject myself, just R&R Detailing, I figure out how a way that I can just put that underneath of me collectively doing something, you know, hands on, right. Overall. So I'm in that mouth in the internet. It's like social media. I'm just word of mouth trying to be hands on.
So let me jump in. I look like you jumping in. Go ahead, Leon.
Oh no, you can go first.
All right. So wow. I mean, Daquan, you really told your journey, man, along the way, and now you're at this handyman service. You know, and one of the things that you say, you know, oftentimes when you're starting this business, I mean, you're going to have, I mean, if it's going to be your friends or some other individuals, you're going to have people that's going to say, man, I want to get involved with this. But when it gets down to the work, you know, sometimes people are not going to be around with that. And look like you handled that pretty well, you know, from the clothing business to the washing and to the handyman services. So I need to ask, in a handyman service, is it just you or do you have other people working with you?
No, it's just me. And I got someone elder, he like 55, old dude, got a little construction company, but he a general contract. He kind of laid back now, but like he passed all his knowledge down to me. Like if I get a question, I got a drywall job of a girl of mine, friend of mine, want me to do this week. And I know a little bit about doing drywall from working with Habitat, but being an expert knowing, nah, I don't got it down pat to tell the numbers, like the how much I should really be, how much I'm worth, you know what I'm saying? Each hour or by the square footage, I get all that from. If he said, like, this is the best way to bid the job or whatever, I go off his knowledge and his expertise.
Sounds like an apprenticeship to me, man. So are you thinking about taking it to the next level as far as getting your contractor's license? Since you have a mentor, since she's schooling you and giving you game. And the reason why I'm asking is because I'm a real estate agent. I do residential commercial real estate. So we're always looking for reliable, you know, trustworthy handymen or even contractors, you know. So that was my question. Like, are you planning to get your MHRC license?
That's something I definitely would look forward to. That's something I ran across. And I might have been too small-minded at the time to think, like, how could I really capitalize on all this knowledge and really suck up real fast without getting the basics down, you know? And I ain't want to jumble my head up with something like that until I get the real small basics part, the foundation right. But that's something that, along the lines, yeah, I need something. That's definitely something where I'm hitting, though.
That's what's up, man. I'm gonna definitely make sure I keep tabs on you, and I think that'll be a good play for you, being as though you already have someone that's, you know, helping you, you know, and guiding you. And like you said, it's just a matter of mentality and attitude and just thinking big picture. You already got the, because a lot of what they need in the application is the experience. So it's like you're getting the experience. Everything else is pretty straightforward, you know what I mean, as far as the application goes. As long as you have the experience, you could take the class and pass the exam, you could have your MHRC license like that. You know, I've seen guys get it that are real estate professionals, that's lenders, that's appraisers, because they've been in the industry, they've had that experience. So that's what's up, man. You got the hustler's mentality for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when did you stumble onto the Ride Entrepreneurship Training Program?
That was around October, November, one of the months. My probation officer, we had conversations and we talked when we were supposed to meet or whatever. It's more not in-house things we talk about. It's more like we talk about like entrepreneurs. She give me her vision, I give her mine, we share ideas, and we, you know, spread information, videos on YouTube or whatnot. And she sent me the flyer, and when she sent me the flyer, I read it, I looked over, she talked to me about it, and I went from there. I immediately signed up. Didn't know exactly what I was jumping into, but I know it's something along the lines of what I know my path need to consist of. You know what I'm saying? If she had helped me to get the Habitat job. She at Humanity. She sent me that information, said, holler at this person, and I got a job like this. So I can't be one of them people that said I got one of them agents that never assisted me or helped me
with
the transition.
She gave you, she was resourceful, man. She plugged you in. That's what's up. That's what we need. I'm a returning citizen as well. I came home in 2010. So it's like to be able to have someone that really believes in you, that's gonna, you know, scrub and try to find all the resources possible to help you, you know, succeed, you know, coming home from prison is very important for us. You know what I mean? Anyone that's coming home from incarceration, like we need that support. We need someone that's resourceful, that believes in us, you know, and now you're heading, you know, you're headed in a upward trajectory, you know, as opposed to other people that come home who don't have support, don't have resources, don't have guidance, they end up right back in there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's a good thing about, you know, what we're doing here. You know, it's all about, you know, providing those resources. You know, even though you're part of the RIDE program, there's some additional resources that we're going to bring to individuals as well. So talk to us about, you know, your experience in the RIDE program. What did you get out of it?
My experience in the RIDE program, we did the 2-day online course. Yeah. So them 2 days, you know, I was prepared for that. I remember the day 16th and 17th of November. Okay. Yeah, that's all I kept talking about. But it was a great experience. I learned a lot. I got the focus changed from like, stop being so hard. Don't overwork yourself without actually rewarding yourself the correct way. You know what I'm saying? Like tax benefits, like, you know what I'm saying? Learning how to like to use the business for my benefit, you know what I'm saying? Because I became educated and knowledgeable about it instead of me just thinking like just money. Cause like the dude that I worked underneath and he helped me sometimes. He was a millionaire, and he said, man, I never built credit. I just brought everything cashed out, truck, tractor, trailers. He had the whole nine yard. He just never did anything credit-wise. He brought everything cash, and it was just like an impulsive behavior on him. And I see the down spiral effect from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was from watching him and listening to the story that he, you know what I'm saying, he shared with me about that. Not having that direct financial literacy, you know what I'm saying? It was just hard work. Like, he just overworked himself. I worked 20 hours all day because that's the only way I knew how to put food on the table. But, like, in the long run, not having someone there to monitor that or to guide him and teach him about that, I seen his dismantle, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I want to avoid that. And I think that's why I came across him as someone who want to share that with me or
like, take me up.
And he a great guy. So, like, I know I came across him to learn the things that I needed to learn, or he part of my transition to somewhere in life, you know what I'm saying? And I soaked up a lot of knowledge from him and whatnot. And I just want to continue to get that from him, someone just with the same state of mind, you know, the same genuine feeling, you know.
Right. So yeah. I like that, you know, as Leon said, that's kind of like an apprenticeship and a mentor. And not often you don't see business owners giving back like that, you know. So I'm glad to see that he's really helping you get to that next level. And I did want to circle back to the RIDE program. So while you were in those 2 days, you know, what was the thing that was most beneficial to you, you know, from those 2 days?
The Growth Wheel platform.
Everybody says that, man. Okay. No. Yeah. So how did you use the Growth Wheel?
It was like, I guess everything that's right there, that's jumbling in my head, I know where to place it the correct way as I knock off each step. Absolutely. And like, if I could like alleviate the things that like the responsibilities on my behalf, and I can place them in someone else's hands, as in like as an employee, or even if a family member said like a friend coming home or something, want to transition and want to help, like I could be able to guide them. Mm-hmm. Without me being walking side by side, supervising them, you know, like I'll be able to alleviate my responsibility to them the correct way. Even if I got to take a week or 2 weeks to like show them the ropes and like how to do this and how to do that, I know that they have a blueprint. It'd be something in fine print that they can read and they can go by, you know what I'm saying? Policies and, you know, things like that, code of conduct, what to expect. Like, if you're my homeboy, we can't be homeboys when it's time for business. So I say get work by 9, you got a job to do, like, right. Or I can't continue that connect that right there with you, then like no hard feelings, but like just like the average job out here is rules and regulations for things, you know what I'm saying? And cause and effect. And I don't want friendship to fall become a victim, and I don't want me being unorganized become a problem for me later on in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I did a job at, I tried subcontract at a hotel. Somebody was renovating a motel. It was a general contract or whatever. We was there, and I took the dude that I'm working with, training with, you know. So I take him, like, hey, I got a job for us to do. Like, we was hanging drywall in each room. So mm-hmm. The drywall that we was hanging, it was drywall that was supposed to go on the ceiling, but we was hanging 1.5 drywall, and the 5/8 was for fireproof, but we was hanging 1.5. My dude kept telling me, man, this dude ain't running this job site right, and it ain't gonna be safe, and I'm insurance, and he's like, man, we didn't even sit down, go through the paperwork. It was like on some piecework. We just rushed it. Like, oh, they just need some help. Like, we didn't go through. He's like, man, I got my truck out here and this company insurance, and them, if OSHA ride up here and all this trash and debris out here, said, man, we can get in trouble like this. And then I got you working with me. So like, you ain't like, it was just so much jumbled up things that he was just throwing at me. I'm like, man, I'm not educated about none of that at all. Like, I'm just like feet on the ground, hit the runner. You feel me? Like, they got some work. I'm paying $30 to hang drywall each board, $30 an hour to hang drywall. I'm like, man, I got 8 hours in me for $240, you know? I'm just thinking about, like, I'm doing something productive. I'm not running the streets. I'm going to do some work. But, like, me actually understand the business aspect of paperwork and things of that nature, like, I'm sidetracked from that. I'm so energetic with just being hands-on to change the 20 years of my life that I tainted by being active, doing something different, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm to a point like I'm just jumbling, and the paperwork part, it ain't there. So I'm just learning through things and figuring it out. And the job actually got shut down within a week after we worked about 2 days. Because one of the person that
you want to tell us why, man. You want to tell us why. I mean, we probably guess why it got shut down. You know, and that's what we try to do, you know, in the RIDE program, is to provide you with that sense of you're going to get the management side, and because you already got the technical side. You know, and sometimes, you know, individuals come in and they're struggling with both. And we work to kind of help you along the way. You know, that's why we created this Room to Grow program, where you're going to be meeting with individuals on a monthly basis to really help you out with that paperwork, you know, so that, you know, when a opportunity comes along like that, then you're in a better position to apply for that. Yeah.
I couldn't have said it any better, man. That's very, very important. You know, just the attitude and just your mentality, your drive. You know, you're destined for growth. You're destined for change and success. And you know, I definitely wish you well, man. And I think you got some big things in store for you, man. Because you acknowledge, like, you know, you have room to improve. And learning more about business and operations. And, you know, it's a difference working in the business and working on your business. I'm learning it myself. I'm running my own real estate team. I'm running my own organization as a team leader. So it's one thing to be able to lead yourself, but it's another thing to be able to leverage and delegate and lead others and trust that they are going to fulfill the responsibilities that you've assigned to them, you know? So that's just all a part of becoming a better business leader. So it's like, just read more, study more, and become a better leader. And then people are going to want to, you know, partner with you because of your influence, your knowledge, your credibility, and things of that nature, man.
Absolutely. All right, Daquan. So give out the name of your company again, and how can people reach out to you?
Kucha Pearl, Khuc Pearl on Instagram. That's the Instagram page, no Facebook, a Snapchat. Lamont Hands On is Hands On at Facebook. Hands On Handyman Service on Facebook. Email lamont.handson@gmail.com. You can contact, reach me there. And man, that's basically it so far. Everything else, word of mouth.
There you go. All right, man. Well, definitely appreciate you, man, for coming on and sharing your entrepreneurial journey, man. And I know, you know, once we get you, I know you got a meeting scheduled this month for the Room to Grow project. So we're looking forward to that and really looking forward to helping you along the way. You know, I know Leon has a lot of connections in that real estate industry, and, you know, I have the connections on the business side, so we'll work to make sure that you are in a position to win. So thank you for coming on, bro. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Nice meeting you, sir. Leon. All right, Omar. Have a good day.
All right, y'all too. Don't forget to join us on Instagram. We have an Instagram page as well. Ride. And you can also find us on edacmorgan.com/the ride program. Leon, you want to say anything before we leave it out?
Just continue being inspired, bro. You know, and just keep fighting. And, you know, everything's going to happen in its right timing. You know, the universe is going to align you with the right people, the right resources. Just keep the right mindset and the right attitude and keep the right work ethic. You know, and everything gonna fall into place for you, bro. You got my support. I just checked out your Instagram page too. I'm gonna send you a DM.
All right.
Good deal. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, continue discovering new pathways. We'll see you next time. Peace.
This is Bookshop Production.